B-Pod Studios.
Yeah, I had to take the day off from work because I had to handle some personal issues.
I got you. How about the peanut juice?
I shoot for the peanut juice.
You got it, brother. You got a big tub of peanut juice. Give you some sugar on the route.
You're the best, cuz. You're the best. Hey, man, listen, I'm a long-time listener. I'm a first-time caller. You know, I heard y'all talk about the mailman earlier. I said, let me give it a shot. I've tried to call in on numerous occasions, but to no avail I ever get through. But today, it must have been my day, you know?
Well, you know, it's funny because, like, you guys are like, staples of the neighborhood. You know, like, you know the residents, you know the families.
Right.
You know,
to see the little ones grow up.
Yeah, man, I think that's an important, vital part of the community.
Yeah, man, and you know, the route I do, my residents, they love me up here, cuz. They love me
up
here.
No doubt. I got no doubt Pablo's the man up there. I got no doubt.
Yeah, man. Yeah, so, of course, I'm a 4-for-4. I'm a diehard Eagles fan. I even got an Eagles tattoo on my back.
My man.
I'll send y'all a picture on Twitter later. But I believe you know what's crazy? I believe we win the next three games because it seems like we always win when everybody's in doubt.
Yeah, that's true. That's a truism.
I believe we win the next three, Seahawks, Patriots, Dallas. But I think we lose one of them games that everybody expects us to win.
Like a Giants game. Yeah. But listen,
yeah.
If you beat New England, Seattle, and Dallas, if you beat those three teams, it don't matter if you lost the game against the Giants or even Miami. Who cares? You've already beaten. You have two wins you wouldn't have had, and you beat the Cowboys. Yeah. So I'm with you.
Right.
I like it, Pablo. Do me a favor, Pablo. Hold on so we can send you the peanut juice.
All right, let me get an Eagles chant in one
time. Do it, baby. Do it.
E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagles!
I love it. I love it. Stay warm, brother. There he is, Pablo.
How about that? The Eagles chant on the route.
See, I love him. That's why the mailman is a vital part of the community. It's true. And by the way, Pablo wins the Goldenberg peanut chews. Goldenberg peanut chews serving fans delicious, chewy, chocolatey, bite-sized pieces loaded with crunchy peanuts. It's 1 o'clock. You're listening to 97.5 The Fanatic. WPEN Burlington, Philadelphia, broadcasting from the Xfinity Studios, only from Comcast, we're a Beasley Media Group station.
It's time now for the Bring the Heat Line, brought to you by American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning. To leave a message for Anthony, call 610-771-9751. Now, bring the heat.
E-A-T-L-E-S, Eagles!
All right. The Bring the Heat Line. What's the number?
610-771-9751.
Here you go. Check in anytime you want.
Flyers tonight, Sixers tonight.
Somebody said it wasn't a good sports. It's a great sports night tonight. Villanova tonight. Villanova, Ohio State.
I don't like it for the Cats tonight.
Why?
It may be a daily pick.
You're afraid of the Buckeyes?
Maybe a daily number pick.
You're rocking Ohio State tonight?
Ohio State. It's only 1-point favorite. But Nova hasn't played in 8 days.
Yeah.
I get worried about the rust.
Yeah.
Now, if there's any coach that can...
Early, though, you know, it's kind of even. When's the last time Ohio State played?
Over the weekend.
You sure about that?
Yes. All right. But if there's any coach that can fix it, it'd be Jay Wright.
Yeah. No? I'm looking forward to a little. What a great sports night.
I think people.
I'm down to Tyrone.
You know how you like to give tasks for the line?
Yeah.
I think people should leave a reaction to both games in the same call, Sixers and Flyers.
I like that. I like that
a
lot.
15 recap, 15
that's
recap.
Part of a,
same
that's
call.
Part of a 4-for-4 check in. That's good.
Oh, we need to hear from Gabriel, too.
Yeah, he's got a new job. Chip Kelly is alive and well in San Francisco. How about that? Chip Kelly gets fired here. They couldn't wait to get him out. Jeffrey Lurie couldn't wait. And then he surfaces just months later in San Francisco.
Emotional intelligence.
We couldn't wait for Gabe to get the hell out. And he resurfaces in San Francisco. and he's getting killed on Twitter by Giants fans. Sorry, guys. All right, what do we got?
At the beginning of your show, you say Sixers can't be shooting this many threes. Why is Brett Brown letting the Sixers shoot this many threes? Why, Brett Brown? Why? Okay.
I hear you. I'm going with the premise that to allow the coach the ability to experiment. It's so early that I can't get nuts. Otherwise, I'm going to get nuts. I thought it was way too many threes. But I got to allow him to experiment. As long as, when it comes down to it, he plays bully ball.
June, but...
Yeah, we missed a little piece there. He said, oh, bleep it. I should not take the three. Shooter got to shoot, right? He's got to keep shooting the ball. I hear you. I hear the caller. But at some point, like, you know, if it's open, you still got to shoot. You can't be afraid to shoot it. Like, you know who's like, here's the thing about the old expression about shooters keep shooting. Because I had this conversation with Mark Farzetta last night. See, he's like, oh, well, sooner or later, he had the same opinion as this guy. But, like, you have to be on... Like, I don't want a score with a conscience. Like, see, AI could be a 0 for 100. And he's taking shot 101, not caring a whit. I need a dude with no conscience.
Whoa! What a match made in heaven. No, not Charles and Diana. No. Not Kim and Kanye, no. It's Gay Malicious out in San Fran. What a treat. Hey, rumor has it Rice-A-Roni will now come with coconut oil in it.
Let's open it up and chat.
What a treat. Oh, the game. The game's got a job. You got a job, Gabe. What's next?
Nikki the Book here. Busted out by the legalized betting industry. Therefore, I go ahead and give you my picks right here. Go ahead to Clemson Tide. 19.5, whatever it is. Nick Saban covers everything, gives you the butter, but you take home the bread. Next, I go Baylor. Matty Rule rules the roost. However, sooners or laters, every man falters. Go ahead and give me the Bears, but I'm taking them points. Finally, TCU, toilet bowl eligible. Don't get it wrong. This is a good, strong squad. Had a little rough go of it. But I like TCU. Just watch that line.
Sooner or later. Here you go. I like it. Bring the heat. What's the number to call?
610-771-9751.
All right. I like it. Is Tyrone in there?
He was. You want me to grab him?
No. I just want to make sure because Mikey's coming in. So I need to know when Mikey's coming in, when he arrives. Let's go to, who's that, Loke? You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up, Loke?
Yo, cuz. What's up, baby?
What's happening, Loke? That's a great name.
Hey, thanks, man. Appreciate it.
The Loke.
Hey, long time listener, bro.
So you're in Gainesville, Florida. Wow. What brought you down there?
Yes, sir. The weather. I had a family, so I brought the kids down here. That's all.
Nice.
Yeah, man.
Good job. You miss home?
Yeah, I miss it every day. I ain't going to lie to you.
Yeah.
Every day.
I know. Once it's in the blood, man, you know how it works.
I know, man. I know. It's not the same as far as intensity down here. I mean, they love the SEC, but...
Yeah.
It's not the same like so.
Nah. It's small. Plus, it's like, it's got to be slow down in Gainesville.
Oh, man. It's dead slow right now, bro. It's super slow. Like, you can't just go outside and talk to your neighbors. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's weird. It's different. It is. It is different. You live near the university?
Yeah, not too far from the university. Yep.
Yeah, that's cool. They did a, my father got real sick, and we drove up from, he's in Naples, and we drove up to Gainesville, and the hospital, and the hospital there saved his life, basically.
Yeah. A lot of people do that. Like, they'll come from Tallahassee to go to Gainesville Hospital,
Yeah.
Hey, cuz.
What do you think about the Sixers?
Brett, gotta go, cuz.
I don't
gotta go, man. I know you can't do it. You're good friends with the Sixers, but he gotta go, cuz.
Well,
like, he's not making adjustments. He's not making adjustments. So, he's not putting our players in the right position.
All right, so let me ask you this, okay? Because I understand where you come from frustration-wise. Do you allow the coach to experiment? Like, what he's doing is he's...
I would.
Experimented. Like,
he don't have a system. When you don't have a system in place, then you experiment. You try all these things. But if he just had a sound system, a good foundation to go off of, he wouldn't need to experiment as much. He's experiment every year.
Yes.
It's a new experiment.
Yeah. Well, but it's a new roster. And, you know, here's the ultimate thing. If the playoff, if he underachieves, he's, you know, he's going to make his own bet.
I know.
Yeah. He gets our window, the finals, he's in.
I can't play with our window. We got some great talent.
In
our window, we act like we got a 10-year window. We could only have a 5-year window.
I hear you. Believe me, I understand. I understand where you're coming from. Look,
JJ Redick? That's egregious.
I agree with you. I was egregious. I agree. No, thank you, my brother. Listen, you have a great day, buddy. Take it easy. All right, I got a little treat now. Because I've been dying. I was talking about it earlier. I've been dying to see The Irishman. So, two men I really respect highly. I have the utmost respect from a life standpoint and particularly a cultural standpoint. They're two men of high class, high culture. Mikey Miss. Hello, Mikey.
Hello. Hello, Andy. How you doing? This is going to be fun for me.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. And, of course, now, if you listen to the show with any regularity, you know I have a cousin, Joe.
I'm a big fan of the Joe.
Joe's the best.
I'm a big fan. So this is tough for me right now.
Yeah, because it'll be a fun, I think a really good discussion. Because what I want is a discussion. And so if you listen to the show with any regularity, I always talk about cousin Joey. And, you know, we do everything together. He's like my brother. And, you know, always looked up to him my whole life, even including right now. And he's on the line for one of the only few times ever in the history of the show, because he's the one who likes to stay in the shadows.
He does. He's a shadow man.
What's up, Bob?
Like a vampire in the shadows.
You never come on the show because you like to be in the shadows. Like, I rarely put you on the spot, but I had to today.
You speak my mind, so there's no reason.
That's right.
What's up, Joe?
What's up, Mike?
You got to tell the time when we were at to see Dick Contino.
Yeah, when you sent the bottle of champagne over. It's the bottle of champagne over for Mr. Tony. That was a classic night.
Late night of music.
Now the object of this is that Joey saw The Irishman and thought it was a masterpiece.
Yeah, so we're going to talk a couple things. We're going to talk about The Irishman. Mm-hmm. We're going to talk about Scorsese. We're going to talk about the idea of a masterpiece and what is a man, what constitutes a masterpiece on film. Joe, start it off with your assessment of The Irishman.
Well, listen, first of all, you know, this is a reflection. It's a story that's an iconic American story, an interpretation of a iconic event. So, I mean, it's not necessarily like, you know, you can't compare it to Goodfellas and The Departed. That was like a more frenetic pace of a film. This pace was more purposeful. You're telling a story for the, you know, the eyes of a man that's on his deathbed. So I thought as a timing piece for Scorsese and De Niro and Pesci, I mean, it's amazing. I put a bow, I think, on his career, all of them. So I look at it, next level thinking, as Mike always says. I mean, it's not the entertainment value is not there with as I say, like
because of the story, because of the story, right. The historical element to.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
To right. That nature of it. But, Joe, putting the All-Stars, and it really was, it was almost like the dream team of acting, right? Because you had Pacino and De Niro and Pesci, and you had all the other, Keitel and all the Scorsese guys together, really for the first time on film.
That was brilliant. I mean, first of all, right, just to get the, you know, at the acting, nobody could argue the acting was just, they gave effort. I mean, De Niro hasn't given effort in years. And he was brilliant. They all were brilliant. I mean, you had, you know, Pesci had this incredible, demeanor where he was just, you know, such a, like, this character was such a tyrant, but with a quiet tyrant. It was just amazing. And obviously, you know, Pacino was over the top. You know, charismatic Hoffa, totally different than the Nicholson Hoffa. But again, you know, I look at that this film is something that's going to stand the test of time. We're going to look back at this movie and I think it's going to last. And I think that's kind of like that word masterpiece. I mean, listen, I put it in the top five of Scorsese's films and he's done about 10 masterpieces in my mind. And when you talk about, you know, his career. So, I mean, you know, I just actually went through, what is his greatest 10 films you ever made? It's amazing.
All right, hold that thought. I want to get back to it. But Mikey, now, the movie did not...
Didn't stick with me.
Right.
The next, you know, usually I'll see a movie, especially a Scorsese movie. I'm a big fan. And I wanted it to be good. And the next morning I woke up and it didn't stick. Now, I can't deny what Joey's saying about the whole theme of it. It was a sober character study, but they were slivers of the studies of the character. You know, it didn't delve in hard to the characters as much as it fragmented the characters, I thought.
Well, let's take the main character, Frank Sheeran, who was
yes.
obviously a Philadelphia guy, and that's why Philadelphia has a great influence on the film. Did he capture Frank Sheeran in your eyes?
No. I listen, De Niro's a great actor. There was a story that I thought, the storyline that I thought he missed. Like, his relationship with the daughter could have made it an emotional pull for the audience. And he just throws the daughter in there. The daughter's disappointed with the dad. You know, like, develop that part of it. Like, he didn't develop that at all. He throws Anna Paquin in the movie at the end, giving him odd, dirty eyeballs. You know, like, that was the extent of it. I just thought that he didn't get into anything deep enough. And when I saw Al was Al. I didn't see Hoffa in Al. You know, and the CGI, which they took, they tried to make the younger character, that had the older body language. With the CGI face,
so it didn't fit.
To me, it didn't work.
All right, Joe, so, look at those points that Mike just talked about: the Sheeran character, the Pacino as Hoffa.
Pacino was brilliant. I mean, okay. not Pacino. Pesci was brilliant. I agree with Joe. The understated way he played that—he was the best actor in the whole movie, I thought. But that's just me.
I agree with that. I thought you know, Pesci's, I think, is going to win an award for it, but. As far as the Sheeran character, he was a hollow man. I mean, from the beginning, this man was hollow. So, you know, him reaching out to his daughter, mm-hmm. To me, it was somewhat meaningless, but I think it was just trying to tell the audience.
You know, either you develop that or you don't. You know, like that's what I'm saying. You threw it in a little drib.
I think
why? You know, the movie's already 3.5 hours. Like, why? I don't need that 20-minute part of it.
Well, I think I just want to bring more clarity to him as a character, that this man, you know, the hollowness of him, you know, basically his life was meaningless. So you look back at it. I mean, you know, he's preparing for it. I thought it was brilliant how he was preparing for his death. Because I'm going to go, like, really ridiculous, like, deep into literature. But you ever read The Stranger? I read it in college, the Camus book. Yeah. Read it at Temple. And it's about somebody... that that's basically ready to hit the guillotine, and he just committed a murder, and he's right before he's being sent, he speaks to a priest. It's the same ending, and he has basically zero remorse in his life, and he can't feel anything. And it was just so, you know, that came to me right away. But I just think the whole, you're right about the daughter. They could have just left it all out, but I just think he wanted.
I agree. See, your point is a good point. But see, Scorsese is trying to say that he had feelings. Like, he's trying to introduce that part of it. So, and he didn't do it well. So don't even, like, make him hollow. Like, why even throw the daughter part in unless you're going to develop that part and make me feel more for Frank Sheeran than he really was?
I think Frank Sheeran was kind of looking for something in his life.
Yeah.
Like, I know he was looking for something that
Joey's deep, man. Joey's deep. He's out of his deep.
No, but, yes. No, but it's the truth, though. He's
moving there.
His eyes, you know, in those bad CGI blue eyes. I mean, I didn't like.
Yeah.
But though it had a surreal feel. The whole film had a surreal feel. It didn't bother me. And you're right about the body language. I mean, you have older men with young faces.
Yeah.
But I mean, whatever. I mean, you overlooked
that.
I like that.
He threw a lot of stuff in, Joe. He like threw in the historical elements were interesting to me, but he threw them in. The Howard Hunt with the CIA connection, the Bay Pigs, and the supplying the Cubans with the, you know, he just, and it just, the whole thing fragmented for me instead of like, I
really?
See,
the one thing about, you know, it's funny.
Now,
go ahead,
Joe. No, but what I was going to say is, I give respect to, it's crazy because I think he gave the audience respect, because I think, you know, these things are known in our history. So you don't have to say the word Bay of Pigs. You don't have to say, I mean, you know, this is something that Frank Sheeran claimed that he did. And it was, you know, a 15-minute segment in the film. And then he kind of looked back at Hunt later on with a little bit of a little inside joke with the ears, whatever. But I mean, talking about 3.5 hours, I don't think there's anything that should have been edited. I think, like I said, I think it was never boring. It didn't reach you emotionally, because I don't think that was his purpose. I mean,
there
were all emotionless characters. Everybody was emotionless.
The critics love it. There's not a critic that doesn't love it. Every review I read, they're madly in love with it. Now, they could be, or Scorsese could be critic proof.
Well, I think exactly.
Now, Silence got bombed.
Yeah. And I think, you know, you put yourself out there when you have, first of all, a budget that's obnoxious, right? It's a $125 million budget. And it's a thing that Netflix is trying to put theaters out of business.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it was pretty controversial. And you have an all-star cast. I think he put a lot on the line because it has to be great, or else anything short of greatness, it's a failure.
Yeah. The all-star thing got in the way with me.
Really?
Yeah. It's like seeing an all-star game within a game that's not as good.
So you said it was disjointed at times.
Yeah.
Now, Joe,
it was disjointed. It was just fragmented.
What do you say about
storylines weren't like developed enough for me to substantiate 3.5 hours? But that's just me.
Well, when you say fragmented, Joe, we've always talked about Gangs of New York, and that thing was a difficult.
Yeah,
talking about, you know, fragmented and a difficult make for Scorsese. I mean, you remember the stories of how he had to tell that story and how long it was and how he had to chop it up.
Yeah, well, that was, I mean, he took that from, that was a pretty much like a textbook he took that from. I mean, you know, and he tried to make come up with a storyline with love interest with, you know, the main guy. I mean, you know, I love this because this is an interpretation of something that's so important in our history. And again, you take it for what it is. And I think he did, you know, the book correctly. He told the story. And again, as big as it was, and it was ridiculous with the budget and everything with these all-star, it felt intimate to me. I felt I was with these characters. And then actually, the CGI and everything else, I think it was so well done that, not the CGI itself, but the movie itself, I was so engrossed, I didn't even mind it. It didn't even affect me.
Well, I thought it was good. Not great. I would see it again. Maybe I'll have a different opinion.
All right. Well, do me a favor.
Yeah.
Sit tight, because I do want to go over his the 10 masterpieces, all right?
Okay.
That, for, with Scorsese. So sit
all
tight.
Why, we're going to rank them?
Yes.
All right.
All right.
Oh, masterpieces?
No, yeah. Sit all tight, right. Cousin Joey. Cousin Joey and Mikey Miss right here. And, you know, we always quote, you know, Mike and I always quote all these movies like you guys do at home and we do it on the air. And I kind of want to get deeply into it and kind of rank them with you guys. All right. So it's Mikey Miss. It's my cousin Joey.
Well, Joey's got a business run.
I know. But he's kind enough to give me his time.
All right. All right. I'm here. I'm just, you know, he's busier than me. I'm just hanging around drinking coffee.
It's fun. This is fun. It's a great thing. This is what we usually do, except we're not only allowed drinks right now. Andrew, get us some drinks.
97.5, The Fanatic. It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5, The Fanatic.
A couple quick notes. No Alshon at practice today. And tonight, against the Magic, no Embiid.
Uh-oh.
So Embiid sits again. So no Joe tonight against the Magic. Back-to-back, God forbid. So he's out. All right, let's continue our conversation. Mikey Miss, kind enough to sit in, and Cousin Joey, two men that I respect immensely, great tastes. And I like to model myself after. So, all right, the question now that you guys have to debate is the top 10 Scorsese films in order.
Wow.
All right?
This is tough.
All right, so Joe, you go first.
Wow, okay. I just jotted some down here. So, and this is so difficult, but I'm going to say Raging Bull. Number one, Taxi Driver. Number two, Goodfellas. Number three. I'm going to put The Irishman at four. The Departed at five. Mean Streets at six, Gangs of New York at seven, Wolf of Wall Street eight, Casino nine, Cape Fear 10.
Wow. That's a great
list. I tell you, I left off like it's incredible films too. I mean, masterpieces, I mean, maybe the top, I would say there was five, he did five, maybe four or five masterpieces. I think The Irishman is one of them. So, but
I got Goodfellas number one. And, I got Departed number two. I'll go Raging Bull three, Gangs four, Casino, Taxi five, Casino six, Wolf, Wall Street seven, Irishman eight, Cape Fear nine, and After Hours 10.
Wow.
The black comedy After Hours with Griffin Dunne and Cheech and Chong in it.
So,
where
did you leave off? You left off Mean Streets.
I left off Mean Streets.
Oh, dude.
Mean Streets. Too primitive.
That's my favorite.
Entertaining. I don't think it was great.
That's a go.
It's $2.
Yeah. It was a star.
$2 sneakers.
Yeah, it was, you know.
It's a $20 Dobbs hat.
Yeah, it wasn't as full as his other ones, in my opinion.
Oh, my God. Mean Streets?
Yes.
You can't leave off Mean Streets.
I left off Mean Streets.
That's for After Hours? Get the hell out of here. I hate that Griffin Dunne.
I put After Hours 10, though. Just because it's so different.
You know I hate that guy. You know I've always...
The king of comedy. I mean,
king of comedy.
Aviator. You're talking like incredible.
I hear you.
Wow.
All right, we're different.
Yeah, but the Mean Streets is the... I love
Mean Streets. Mean Streets in there.
Mean Streets is the best.
After Hours is out. Mean Streets is in. All right.
I'm a huge Mean Streets fan. Yeah.
All right. Yeah, I know you love Mean Streets.
Compare Mean Streets to The Irishman. So, you know, you're looking at, you know, his beginning of his career, the end of his career. Yeah. You know, you're talking about, you said, too primitive, too raw, which is, you know, it should have been.
Yeah.
And now, this last film is you know, it's
polished.
Clean as could be.
You need to have a Scorsese podcast, Joe. Scorsese podcast with Joe.
Yeah, right.
All right, brother. Good talking to you.
Thanks, brother.
All right, Mike.
I love you, Bo.
Love you, Bo. Love you.
See ya. Mikey, thanks, brother. That was awesome. I enjoyed that. Great conversation. Did you learn anything, Andrew?
I learned a lot. Top 10 Scorsese films.
So you, of those top 10, how many have you seen?
Okay. I saw Raging Bull. I saw Taxi Drivers. That's two. Saw Goodfellas. That's three.
Okay. Casino.
Casino, four.
Did you see Gangs?
No. I haven't seen Irishman. Obviously.
You saw Departed.
I did see Departed.
That's five. You didn't see Mean Streets?
Nope.
You didn't see Cape Fear? Did you see Cape Fear? Yeah, I can see Cape Fear.
No, right? I haven't seen Cape Fear.
No?
No, I heard it's
Counselor.
Good. Nope.
Come out, wherever you are. No?
No, I heard it's great. Just haven't seen it.
All right.
Well, 5. All right, 50%.
Well, you saw Raging Bull.
Yes.
All right. Let's do our it's time for the daily number. So we got to give our selections for tonight. No Joe tonight. No Embiid. Now, we kind of thought that was the case. But I hate the low man. Like, they got to play together, man. All right. Sixers and Magic. And is this right? I'm looking at ESPN. The Magic are favored?
Yes, the Sixers open as -3. It has since shift to +1. Magic -1. Favorite.
Listen, I know Embiid not playing is a big deal. I got to take the Sixers. No? I'm taking the Sixers. I have to. +1?
It scares me that they are playing the second game of back-to-back that they had to travel to. But they had Al back, who's rested.
I think the issue is, quite frankly, that they look at Embiid. It's just they go out, no Embiid. And I think they should be able to beat Orlando without Embiid. I'll take the Sixers.
Okay.
All right, who you got?
I'm not making a play on the game, but I have a player prop in the game. This guy.
Fultz.
Gets under my skin. No.
No.
Every time they play the Magic, I swear, Evan Fournier has a great game.
Yeah, he does.
Every time.
Yeah, he does.
And he's quick. And obviously, the Sixers struggle with that sometimes. 14.5 points tonight. I'm taking the over.
14.5?
He's scored 19 in his last game, 18 in the game before that.
That seems light, dude. Yeah. I agree with you. I do.
14.5, I'm going the over for 48.
All right. I'm going to go, how about this? At +900. You ready for this play? Joel Farabee to score. So I'm scared. I like the over in the game. And I'm kind of scared of the Caps a little bit of the firepower because your defense is going to have to play better. And they have to play really good. Now, they did great against Boston. It's got a lot of firepower. They did great against Toronto, which has a lot of firepower. But I'm going to take Farabee, who's getting more and more ice time. I'm going to take Farabee to score.
That's a smart play. I have the Big Flyers odds tonight, +100.
Love it.
I'm going to the game. So, you know, a little extra rooting interest there. But I am taking the over as well. 6.5 goals. I think it's a 4-3
final. I agree with it. I do. I'm with you. I love your Flyers 4-3. Would Farabee scoring?
Yes.
And we sweep
to win it.
And then we sweep the board.
Yes.
I like it. All right. I'm going to give you a match in play. I'm going to give you Northern Illinois +3 against Toledo. All right. Northern Illinois, which can guy had some injuries earlier, is going to. I think they win the game. The 3-6 Huskies take out the Rockets, who are 6-3.
It's a shame that we have both Sixers and Flyers tonight, or I'd be locked in on that game. That was sarcasm.
I figured. Go ahead.
I'm going to stick with college, but college basketball. I kind of teased it earlier. Nova at Ohio State. Ohio State 1-point favorites. I'm going to take Ohio State. It's short. The line's short.
Come on, dude.
But Nova hasn't played in 8 days, and I'm afraid of the rust factor.
You're going to go Buckeyes?
Yeah, I'm going to go Buckeyes in basketball.
Come on.
I'm sorry.
That's not cool.
8 days, rust.
I'll give you a big 5 play tonight. I'm going to take the Quakers.
Yes.
I'm going to take Penn -8.5 against LaSalle. How about that?
I love it. I got one more for you. I'm going to stick with this. I don't understand how Trae Young was only 2.5 three-pointers made for last night's game. Yeah, he made like 9. Kemba Walker, 3.5 tonight. Over, under. I'm going to go with the over. 5 out of the 9 games this year, he's made at least 4 three-pointers.
I like it.
So I'm going to take the over. They're looking to win 9 straight tonight, the Celtics.
What's do you have the... I know they've been playing. They've been hot. Do you have player props in front of you?
I can pull them up.
All right, Taste Cake Dom gives you Vucevic without...
I was thinking about that
without
today.
Joe. What's Vucevic's numbers, points, rebounds? Without Embiid, I still like the Sixers to win, but he could put up some numbers. I think Taste Cake Dom's right. So when you give us those, give us his points and rebounds total.
Yeah, I'm waiting for it to open up, but I'm going to guess it was...
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
18 and 9 is my guess, somewhere around that. All right, we're going to take a quick TO. We'll come back, stick in some calls, and give you everything before we go to Mikey. He's next. It's the Cousins Radio right here on 97.5 The Fanatic. Talk a little DraftKings, shall we? All the stuff that we talk about, you can find on DraftKings. That's right, breaking news. DraftKings has launched an online sportsbook created by sports fans for sports fans. And it's now available in Pennsylvania. That's right. DraftKings, the leader in daily fantasy sports, has brought their expertise to legal sports betting and is already America's top-rated sportsbook app. The DraftKings Sportsbook app has got it all. Over and unders and player props and in-game betting, special odds boosts every day for the biggest games. This isn't some offshore operation like other gambling sites. It's a legitimate sports-based sportsbook that's based right here in the United States, so you can rest assured that your funds are totally secure. Get in on the action wherever, whenever, in the Keystone State. Go to DraftKings.com/Fanatic right now to sign up. For limited time, all new existing users can get a deposit bonus up to $500. It's DraftKings.com/Fanatic. Give a deposit bonus up to $500. Only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Got to be 21 or older. PA only. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for details. Deposit bonus requires 25 times playthrough. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
97.5 The Fanatic. It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
By the way, we have a pair of TU Tulane tickets. It's a great game. So we want to be able to give them to someone because it's a great game. It really is. How about we give them to the seventh caller on the contest line? Temple football battles Tulane. Saturday noon, Lincoln Financial Field, sponsored by Vantage. Bring a canned food item to the game. Save $5 on tickets. Visit owlstix.com. What's the contest number?
215-263-0975.
All right. By the way, did you see T-Mac? T-Mac tweeted out today?
I was about to read that to you.
Yeah,
if it's the same tweet.
Tim McManus tweeted out that the wide receivers were being coached not by Carson Walsh, got the discs. Nope. By Doug and Mike Rowe. So Doug Peterson and Mike Rowe were focused heavily in on the wide receivers. I like that.
And the second part of that tweet, Grow in particular is involved and animated.
Well, guess what?
He's trying to save his job too. So
you know, damn straight he is. You know, listen, lots on the line. Really, there's a lot on the line now. That's a big deal. Did you get those numbers, by the way?
Yes, Vucevic. Let's see where we're at here on the sheet of paper.
Nick Vucevic.
We're right, by the way, about the points on one of these pieces. Here we go. 18.5 points, 11.5 rebounds. 11.5 rebounds high.
It's real high. It's telling to go over. Well, here's the thing. Without Joe. Now, you know, here's the thing. You know, Al's back. And Al's no pushover, mind you. You like him tonight?
Who, the Sixers?
Yeah. You don't like him.
The number concerns me. I need Ben to step up, and I need Tobias to hit some shots.
Well, here's the deal. You all know. I would be, what's, all right, here you go. What's Tobias's over under?
I'll get that for you in a minute.
Get that for me, because I'm going to tell you that that's going to be, make that an official play.
Okay. The over.
How many times you see a guy who has a hideous shooting night, terrible, can't hit the ocean, right? And they come back and they have a big night score. It's like clockwork. I could smell it. Smell it. I smell it, Tobias Knight.
What do you think it is while I wait for this to load?
I'll tell you that it will be 17 or 16 and a half is my guess. 16 and a half, 17.
It'd be helpful if we didn't block gambling sites.
It's
just had to throw that out there as a reminder.
Yeah.
So I have to wait for apps.
Just all right, well, you do that. Let me just tell you that Mikey Miss is coming up next at 2 o'clock. And our handoff is brought to you by Philadelphia Hand to Shoulder Center. Specialized care for all hand, wrist, arm, elbow, and shoulder injuries and conditions. For more information, you can visit hand2shouldercenter.com.
Not up yet. None of the Sixers players are up yet.
Because there's no Embiid.
They're probably waiting for the Embiid news, which is now out. So I'm sure they'll come out a bit. But still no Sixers. It's all Magic.
All Magic, yeah. I
mean, Fultz, Markel Fultz, 9.5 again today.
9.5?
That's what he was 2 weeks ago when I took the over.
Don't you got to go over here?
No, he's going under.
You think he goes under?
Yeah, he's got to put his tail between his legs against his old team.
You think so?
Yep.
Really?
He's going to try to come out with like fire to start the game, and the defense is going to lock him down.
Really?
Yeah.
So, real quick.
I'm kind of enjoying it. I'll enjoy it.
I disagree with you. I think he actually, he makes it a point. I think they try to make it a point for him to get involved. I'm not saying that it helps them win, but I do think he winds up, I do. I think he winds up eclipsing that 10-point, that 9.5-point. So, listen to this. You know, you were talking about the Disney streaming network?
Uh-huh.
In one day, guess how many million signups?
6.
10.
Oh, my God.
10 million signups in one day.
And there was just another announcement earlier today. Nickelodeon will now be pairing up with Netflix.
Wow. Really?
TV's going to change.
It's already changed it, dude. I mean, you know, I got to get in before they... I got to get in while it's still hot. That's why I'm trying, man. All right. We got big night tonight. Flyers. Let's go, Flyers. You're going to be down there. We're smelling a victory. I got Farabee. We got the over. We're looking for a Flyers win. And then we got Sixers Orlando. We need a 2-for-2. You got Ohio State, you think. I'm going Cats. All right. Everybody, enjoy the great sports night. Thanks for listening. Stay tuned. Mikey Miss coming up next. Have a great, great night.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.